old white road.
Yes,
you
I bet, Mr. Crowley.
Yes, I had the Monroe Post reappear.
Yeah, did you just call? I noticed on my phone you called. Did you get a hold of Bree?
Well,
I tried calling Bree, but she didn't get to her. Yeah, I couldn't get to her, but the lady said that she will leave a notice for her that I tried calling her.
Yeah, it's really important that I get a hold of her because I, from the company I'm with, after 2 weeks, the company I'm with sent over a person from, she came here at 11 o'clock, I think, to 1 o'clock, and she wasn't a steady person, but she was going to help me today. So I called the receptionist up to see whether she had gotten anybody, and she said she's still looking. So her claim is that it's hard to find somebody that has a car.
Right.
And,
it is hard. So our team is also looking to find someone.
Yeah.
They'll get a deal once they find someone. So.
Yeah. I can imagine. I don't know. It's like I don't know what you know. What's how they interview at Relative Care or what they do. So, so it's hard. All right. Well.
Okay. I guess our team will be in contact with you once they find a caregiver, and once that's done, we'll call back Kelly,
okay.
And she will ask them to transfer the authorization to our company.
Oh, I wanted to give you a phone number. Did I give you Kelly's phone number?
Yes, I have it. I have it in my system.
All right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure you can call her. She works Monday through Wednesday. But see, the thing is I had, like I was talking the interview for a doctor, but I need to get able to get to them at times, and the Zoom did not work, so, I don't know what to do. I'm going to call Bree up now just for the heck of it. It's Wednesday,
okay.
So there's two more days, you know, to see what's going on, if I can find anything.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you very much.
You
have a good day. Bye-bye.